welcome to the Two Coffee Teacher Podcast. I'm Josh.
And I am Alex, and we are the Two Coffee Teachers. So we are two young educators who really want to contribute to our field. So on this podcast, we're going to talk about education and how we as developing teachers can impact our community with relevant content. So it is our hope that this is a podcast that can encourage educators without needing that second cup of coffee.
So Alex, this is the first one. This is the pilot.
This is our pilot episode.
This is our first episode. This is really exciting. We've been working on this for a while. I'm excited to be here. And I don't know, like, it's finally happening.
It is finally happening after you came up with the idea about 4 months ago in about April, May, right around graduation.
And, right.
So this is absolutely going to be a ton of fun. This isn't really a conventional podcast show or a show that we are going to try and tell you all how to be educators or how to do teaching.
Yeah, right. We're not experts.
No,
right?
we're just students. Graduate students.
Yeah, we're just grad students. That's all. No, but we're not coming forward saying we're experts on things. We're just being really authentic, talking about what we think is interesting, talking about what we think is important, what's relevant. And we hope you enjoy it. We hope you engage with us.
Absolutely. So Josh, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
My name is Josh Twary. I'm from Baltimore, but I really just live outside of Baltimore. I think when people say you're in Baltimore, you like live in the city, and I don't live in the city. I live in a suburb outside of Baltimore. That's where I'm originally from. I came to James Madison University in Virginia in 2011, where I really enjoyed history and social studies that kind of carried over from my high school experience. And so I majored in that. I majored in history. And I've been in the education program, since my freshman year.
Okay.
I don't know if I ever told you, I was supposed to do law. Like when I showed up freshman year, I was thinking, okay, law school is the next step after this. Like I was going to be a lawyer, and that is not what happened.
That is definitely not in the legal realm for sure. What are some of the things that you're involved in at JMU?
Let's see. So I was involved with JMU Crew, which is a Christian ministry on campus. That was where I spent a lot of time. I led a small group, so I led underclassmen guys every week and mentored them and hung out with them, especially as I was older in college and they were younger, and really helping them get involved in college and with their faith. So that was something I was really passionate about. Also took a ton of education classes and did a lot of education, like smaller clubs, like future social studies educators, things like that. I started listening to podcasts probably 2 years ago now is when I really got into podcasts. I really enjoy listening to them. I would like go online, just find anything I could. Now we're making one, so I feel like I've really come full circle in my podcasting experience. This is cool. So right now I'm in my fifth year. We're both in our fifth year, getting our master's. Let's see, what am I get excited? I get excited about education technology. I think that's a really cool avenue. And
with that being said, yeah, you've been pretty active on your Twitter account too.
Yeah, I've been trying to get my tweet game up. Been tweeting a lot. It's harder in the summer to tweet, I think, because you just get off your rhythm. And I haven't been tweeting as much this summer, but I do love Twitter. I think Twitter's great. It's an awesome tool, and I love to engage with people on Twitter as well. So that's a little bit about me. Alex, what about you? Tell the people about Alex Parker.
So, Mr. Alex Parker. So I've been a Darnestown, Maryland resident my whole life. Technically born in Bethesda, but I lived in Darnestown my entire life. In the same neighborhood even, so that's been really nice having that same setting for all of 22 years now.
Very stable,
Yes, audience, I am 22. It's very sad.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with 22?
It's the quarter-life crisis, man.
It's the quarter-life crisis?
Yeah.
Isn't 25 the quarter-life crisis?
I think it's the 21 to 25 range can
Okay, yeah, that's fine. It can
acceptable,
be
acceptable, but regardless... So after my studies at Quince Orchard High School in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Came to James Madison University. Around my senior year of high school is when I realized that I definitely wanted to pursue secondary education. Once I leave college as like my first career choice. I just really like the idea of being able to make a difference in a classroom and creating a cohesive and safe and engaging learning environment. So I had some really great teachers in high school, and I think that those individuals really helped contribute to finding that passion. So
yeah, I did as well. I had a lot of really strong teachers who really pushed me to be interested in what I enjoy. So I think that's really important. And I guess a lot of good teachers come from having good teachers too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. So at least in my time at JMU, I'm a big ice hockey player. So I played for James Madison's ice hockey team for 3 years, where I was a goaltender. I had a lot of fun with those guys, and playing for the school, we were able to win a couple conference championships my sophomore, junior year of college. Then afterwards, I actually hung up the pads and started my coaching career. So as a senior, a former player, but as a senior in college, I took the job as head coach after our previous coach had left after several years, behind the bench. And that was a great experience, especially coaching guys that you've been some of your closest friends and you've played with for a while, too. So it was a bit of a challenge at first, but after we kind of got past that first awkward stage, it was a great time. So I've really enjoyed that. I'll be entering my second year coaching with JMU. We just moved up to Division II in the ACC Hockey League, so we're playing a lot of teams within a couple hours of JMU, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
So make no mistake, like, I like to think I'm pretty cool, but Alex here is a big deal.
All right, let's not get ahead of ourselves here, Josh. So also, I was involved with Safe Rides. So Safe Rides at JMU is a nonprofit. The organization's mission, rather, was to really drive home safe and responsible partying and drinking actions, with the overall theme was making sure that kids got home safely each night. So as a nonprofit, and through lots of fundraising, donations, and dues through all the members, we were able to provide anywhere between 5 and 6 cars on a weekend. It operated like a taxi service, basically, where students would call into our office. They'd say, I need to be picked up at X location, head home. And then we would go pick them up, take them home, and move on to the next rider. So a lot of times and a lot of weekends, we'd be giving rides to anywhere between 150 and 225 students per night.
Jeez, you guys are a machine.
Yeah, I know. It's really exciting to see that organization grow. There's going to be a launch with some new different developments happening the next year or so. So we're hoping to become even more efficient and provide more.
That's hundreds and hundreds of kids who get home safe every night. That's awesome.
Yeah, up to this point, since they started driving several years ago, we've already given 66,000 rides home. So it's glad to be a part of, but this is also something I want to take into teaching once I get in there, whether it be through every 15 minutes program or a DARE or MAT. It's something that we need to make sure that our future students are really aware of.
Care about the well-being of the students beyond just the academic part as well. That's awesome.
Absolutely. I guess now that I should probably finish up talking about myself, but I guess in terms of our studies, what we're going to be doing as teachers, I was a political science major. We had our social sciences, interdisciplinary social sciences minor, where we got to focus on a little bit more history, economics, geography.
Right. Very diverse set.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be very helpful in preparing us for being able to teach a wide variety of subjects once we get jobs in middle school or high school. But I definitely love talking about government, talking about policy, politics, why people vote or why people believe the things that they do, and some of the culture behind that as well. So that's one thing I really like to learn about, and then hopefully we'll be able to teach my students that someday.
Absolutely. So we talked about us. Let's talk about how you and I officially met. So we officially met, like Alex was saying, we have a bunch of social studies classes that we did. So the way our program works is that we majored in what we want to teach. So I technically majored in history and you technically majored in political science.
Correct.
And through that, we had a lot of classes that went that we both took together. And gosh, when did we first meet? We probably met the beginning of last year?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say it was the fall semester of our senior year when we first met. We really became close once we got into our education methods and practicum requirements in the spring semester.
Yeah, we were working hard together in the trenches, learning a lot, doing a lot, all hours of the day. But I think we would both agree that while we were really busy learning a lot about education, all the ins and outs of what we're doing, that we felt like there were things that there was so much stuff that we didn't get to explore as much as we'd wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were going over things almost at a macro level sometimes. So we're like, I really want to dig into that and talk about that and explore that idea. And we both really shared that interest of going into topics deeper that we were interested in. And so that was really like the origin feelings that became the podcast.
Exactly, yeah. So, and also I had some history with being interactive with media through, as in high school, as a host for our weekly live broadcast on TV as a sports reporter. Also worked with Yearbook as a digital media producer and wrote some articles there. So we both have that history for podcasting. We've been around, or not even podcasting, just creating media.
Right.
Being involved with this side of journalism. So I think that mutual interest in this field and with learning more about stuff that's going on in education and aspects of within the field of education really prompted you to approach me about the idea for creating a podcast.
Yeah. And I was really nervous to approach you about it because it's a sizable project.
Yes.
And I was really excited about it. I was like, this would be so cool. And then I remember sitting down, I was like, Alex, I have an idea. I just want you to be open-minded. And you were like, once I just described that I wanted to do a podcast, you're like, yes. You didn't even think twice. You're like, you can explain everything else about it, your vision, but I'm already in. And we were set. We were rolling. But the phrase, two coffee teachers, came later.
Yes. We came up with, I think the idea had been there for a while, but there was one day at your apartment after a long day of summer classes. This was probably after our four-hour behavior management class.
Mm-hmm.
Great time in that class, just, of course.
It's just long. It was
nobody wants to be in a night class for 4 hours.
It was tough.
So we were kind of detoxing and just relaxing after a long day of classes, and we were thinking about our different stories, and one of our colleagues in one of our classes came to mind. So this is an individual who is one of the nicest guys, really great man of lots of character.
Yeah, tons of character. He's a fantastic guy.
He's going to be an excellent teacher. He's very energetic in the classroom, and he's really he really strives, and he's really good at connecting with his students as well.
Yeah, he's going to be a great future educator. He's very impressive. The thing is that every time that we would be doing some teaching of some kind, or we'd have a presentation, or anything like that, he was just always drained before getting in there. And whether he had had a long night doing work, he has a part-time job, you know, he was doing a lot. And so it was evident that he would only perform at his absolute best after he had had his second cup of coffee. And once he hit that point, he was on fire. Like,
oh,
it was just
goodness.
Masterful to watch him teach. You're like, man, he's excited, he's doing all the right things. Like, it was really cool to watch.
Knows a lot about his content too. But on the flip side, there were plenty of mornings when we would be sitting in a lecture, or we would be discussing one of our books that we had to read the night before, and that we would not see that same side of this guy's. And it was a little bit of the head nodding where you could tell he's falling asleep, and again, we've all been to that point before in college where we've had the long nights of work, but we always called this individual Two Coffee Man.
Yeah, Two Coffee Guy.
Two Coffee Guy.
I think we're just making the we're just leaving the name out. Maybe he'll come on one day and say, that was me, but for then, we'll just respect the fact and leave him nameless. But yeah, so the Two Coffee Teacher idea came about from wanting to be the teacher that didn't need that second cup of coffee but could perform at that high level that and that well that we were excited about and we loved seeing this guy do. And so that's really where the phrase comes from. It's kind of a pun, if you think about it, because I think when people read it or see it at first, they think that we both drink lots of coffee, which we do. You know,
it's fair.
But it's also, we're also trying to say, let's get to that point without needing all that coffee. You know, exactly. It's kind of a pun.
Like, yeah,
it's kind
of absolutely. I mean, again, with the idea and trying to influence ourselves to sharpen like quality educators with the skills, different development strategies, knowledge, discussions. I mean, we really want to create a community where people can be excited about different aspects of teaching, the field of education, learn about new policies that's going on at the local, state, national levels. There's a lot of stuff that is fair game with this podcast. There's a lot of stuff that we can definitely touch on or talk about or create that dialogue. So I think we're really excited about this.
We are. We're open to a lot of new ideas. We're excited to see where this goes. We have a vision for it, but we're still kind of figuring out our niche a little bit. We're still trying to figure out where we fit in the conversation, and it's exciting.
So ultimately, with this planning process, we only need to touch on this for a few minutes. But after you came to me with the idea, we pretty much got started right away. Of course, in Harrisonburg, Virginia, when it is summer school time, it is not very populated. So
it's very quiet around here. This is very much a college town,
where it's a little bit slower once all the students leave after graduation, or once the spring classes end in May. But anyways, we were able to spend a lot of time coming up with ideas about the show. We both invested in some new equipment and different programs that we could try and play around with. Met on and off and stayed in touch all throughout the summer.
Right, working for sure. On things.
And then a lot of the past, I'd say 2 weeks or so, 2 or 3 weeks, we've really been going hard several hours a day. Basically every day, working on this and preparing for this pilot episode. So we've really received a lot of help and a lot of guidance from a lot of our close friends and family. We've been able to get some good input from a lot of our professors at JMU. They've also reached out to professors at other universities with ideas, whether it be from the technological standpoint of setting the podcast up to some of the content that we'd be talking about. I also want to bring up I'll put out a name drop, guy Peter Hossett. So he is the co-founder of the hockey blog for the Washington Capitals, Russian Machine Never Breaks. They also do a podcast, but he really helped us out with doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes coding stuff that we are still in the learning process about.
Big shout-out to Peter. Once we really hit the wall and we could not get beyond the wall, Peter was our guy.
He really saved us for that. So this has been, a several-month process. But, Josh, do you want to talk about how our show is going to be set up for the most part and then kind of schedule as to when our listeners could expect to be able to look at a show or participate?
Yeah, absolutely. So our plan for the show is to do it bi-weekly. So a lot of podcasts exist and they upload a new podcast every week. We've chosen to go bi-weekly for a couple of reasons. One, we're very, very busy people. Mm-hmm. We're grad students. We got a lot on our plate. School's got to be first, you know. But also, I think a lot of our audience might not be able to keep up every week. Because if a lot of our audience are educators or people interested in education, especially during the school year, they're very busy, you know. We can't always expect everyone to keep up with an episode every week. It's a busy life. So we decided to go bi-weekly to accommodate our busy schedules, but also our audience. We want everyone to engage actively with our content and be a part of the conversation. We just didn't want it to be overwhelming. So we wanted to do high quality, less overwhelming.
So with those shows, we should expect our shows to be anywhere between 15 and 30 minutes, so just enough time to fit into your lunch break or on your morning commute. We are going to be doing it on the first and third Monday of each month. So this episode is on September 7th, today's September 7th, that this is officially going to be our upload, then we should expect our episode 1 to be available on September 21st. So we should go in that format, in that consistent schedule, barring, of course, any emergencies or inclement weather or who knows what could be thrown our way. But our viewers should be able to have that consistent schedule that they can rely on.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of cool ideas for this podcast, guys. We're really excited about all the directions it can go in and really exploring all those avenues. We want to have like smaller segments that we do every week, whether they're a game or they're like an education news update, keeping you informed. Classroom stories, like things that have been happening in the classroom, we're really excited about. Alex is our local policy expert. He's gonna be bringing policy updates in education, keeping us informed, talking about those issues. We're also gonna be taking voicemails. We have a phone number that you can call in and leave us a voicemail. It can be something that you're interested in and you wanted to share with us, or it's something you have a question that you want us to talk about, or maybe it's a proposed topic you'd love to hear us talk about on the podcast. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the air. You'll be a part of the podcast. And then we're also going to take a big topic every week, something like a bigger topic to focus on, to discuss questions or our opinions on things. And that's going to be the meat, I would say, like the big meat of our episodes. But that's kind of the plan.
Yeah,
for now.
Absolutely. So at least kind of looking forward to our next podcast. Again, that should be available on September 21st.
Right, so this one's coming out September 7th. And then the next one is September 21st. That's the first Monday and the third Monday of the month.
Absolutely. Good. So our main topic for our upcoming show is going to be performance tasks. So for those of you that do not know what a performance task is, it might, the acronym a GRASP, might G-R-A-S-P, that might ring a bell. But if you don't know what either of those are, no problem. So that performance tasks and GRASPs are basically alternative forms of assessing students. So rather, instead of your standard essay or multiple choice quiz or fill in the blank or very memory, a low level Bloom's standard of learning, performance tasks requires a little bit more work from the students, but a lot of times they can be used to get the students more emotionally involved in the certain project or this task, and then they're able to then use the content that they've learned and make those connections. So it's a very high level piece of like an assessment, exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So get excited for that. That's what we're going to be talking about the first week, and we hope you really enjoy that.
So you want to talk about our social media? So
yeah,
because there is going to be about a week and a half buffer period in between the end of this first pilot episode and when we will be recording for our show to launch on September 21st.
Right.
So that's a solid about 8 to 10 day window where our listeners can chime in with thoughts on performance tasks. They could ask questions about it. They can deliver some sort of opinion on it, or they can have something within the overall umbrella of performance tasks that we could even talk about.
Right, absolutely. So let me talk about a few of those social media options. We have several. So our first is our Facebook group. It's the Two Coffee Teachers Facebook group. You can find that on Facebook. We invite you to join that. It's open for everyone. We want everyone to join who wants to engage in our conversation. This is really like the hub of our community. One of the big visions we have for this podcast is it to be a conversation, an interactive community where we can all be a part of the conversation, contributing our thoughts and our ideas and our opinions and encouraging one another. The Facebook group is going to be a big hub for that. We also have a Twitter account. It's Two Coffee Teachers. The handle is the number 2 Coffee Teachers. So I hope that's not too confusing. Maybe we can post that in our social media somewhere so they can see that as well. The number 2 Coffee Teachers. We also have a hashtag that we want to use. The number hashtag 2, the number, CT Chat. So again, that's hashtag 2 CT Chat, Two Coffee Teacher Chat. So we would appreciate it if you would use that in your tweets. I think Facebook does hashtags now. Can you
yes,
post
you
hashtags?
Can. Yes, we can use those hashtags on Facebook.
So that's
as well.
Even valuable to use in Facebook if you're going to be posting on there. We also have a website, where you can view us. That's mostly for our podcast. That's where iTunes goes and finds our podcast to post. But you're welcome to go there if you want to stream them straight off the website, or if you'd like to just learn more about us and see what we're about. That web address is twocoffeeteachers.wordpress.com. Again, twocoffeeteachers.wordpress.com. Also, you can leave us voicemails at 443-389-08. That's our voicemail number. If you want to get in on the show, if you want to contribute somehow, if you want to leave us a message, that is the number to call. Again, that number is 443-389-08. I love that we picked a Maryland area code for
since we're both from Maryland residents. Absolutely. So the ultimate way for you to be able to access this podcast would probably be iTunes. It will be available through our WordPress site, through our RSS feed. But if you want to rate us on iTunes, that's really going to help us with some publicity, get the word out a little bit more, and create an even bigger community. Because once we have that large community of followers and people that are excited about talking about the various topics, we can really get some quality content into our podcast. So that pretty much wraps up our first pilot episode.
Yeah, we just did our first episode. We didn't mess it up. It sounds great. We had a good conversation. This is a good start. One and done.
One and done. One done. Well, hopefully we are not one and
done.
We're
done the first one. And we're going forward.
For multiple episodes.
We're in it for the long haul, guys. So we hope you get excited about this. We're really excited about it. We are only valuable if you engage with us. Otherwise, it's just Alex and I talking over a microphone.
And that's no fun.
Well, it's kind of fun. We think it's fun. We have fun. But we really want to engage with you about the content as well.
So with that being said, thank you so much for being a part of our Two Coffee Teacher podcast and taking the time to listen to our pilot episode, giving us a chance. We really hope you're excited for our episode number one that we'll be talking about performance tests and some other current event related news that could be going on in a couple of weeks. So thank you again. Keep up the great work in the classroom and be sure to try and stay off of that second cup of coffee.
Bye, guys. Sweet sun pouring down in the strawberry sky. Tall grass dancing down by the St. John's Riverside.